Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
All right, now we're on to the fun stuff. As we have our guest, would you like to introduce our guest, my friend, my co-host?
No, I'm going to let you try the names.
Okay.
I'll let you go.
All right. I am thrilled and proud to announce, literally, that we have Kathy Gatta here from the Schenectady County Legislature and everything else good in Schenectady. And then we have the party meister, Jason LaQuie.
Also known as Jason from the county.
Jason from the county.
Jason from the county.
And a lot of this is, I mean, when I'm out there taking photos, I tell people all the time, I don't like police tape. I consider myself the dean of fun. But I think for Schenectady County, Jason has that title of the dean of fun and making all things fun and giving us reasons to come to any Schenectady, new, old, new GE sign, old GE sign. So welcome both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And what are we here to talk about other than you?
So do you guys want to start with summer night and then get into the rest of the fun the county?
Oh, we have something fun before summer night.
Yeah, oh, yes. Fun before it's summer. The one that Stan messed up so
Stan
many times
always
last year.
Yes.
And I was all set this year, too.
Can you tell us what the name of this event is?
Yes.
Okay.
The 4th and the 3rd.
Yes.
It took, we I couldn't edit out the up. We're saving the dump button for Jason. But I find, like, after the podcast, I got it right.
Yes.
After.
That's we a have a name, though, isn't it?
It's great. It's great. I love the 4th and the 3rd.
So 4th on the 3rd is happening.
3rd on the 4th would have been fun, too.
We do that as well. Just in our own homes.
One of those halfway things, you know?
So what's going on for the 4th on the 3rd?
So 4th on the 3rd, coming up this Friday, we are out at Maybe Farm in Rotterdam Junction with our amazing partners, Schenectady County Historical Society. So this is actually year 6 of this event. So it is just a great time to get people out to explore Maybe Farm, all the assets and things they have going on there. There'll be plenty of food and activities. We are going to have a George Washington and Martha Washington reenactors out there telling the stories through their eyes. And we will have Philadelphia Freedom, the Elton John tribute, performing at night. And then we cap the night off with an amazing fireworks show from the banks of the Mohawk River.
That sounds so lovely, doesn't it?
I know. He made it
a lovely evening.
Kathy's like, wow. You should do this.
I don't know, Jason. You might
this should be a thing.
That's why we invite him.
So, and this is free for the community?
Free for the community. It is just an opportunity. We know that 4th of July tends to be one of those hustle and bustles, right? It's barbecues, family things going on, vacations. You know, traditionally, most people are off on 4th of July. And depending on where it falls, you may have to go back to work the next day. Knowing that people have that next day off, we want to provide the community an opportunity to come out and just have a wonderful time, experience all of that patriotism right here in Schenectady County, and still be able to have the 4th to themselves. So,
well, this will be fun. I maybe will go because I actually have the 3rd off.
How nice.
I might be able to make it down, but it's going to be a scorcher, guys.
It's going to be warm, but you know what? There's plenty of tree cover and shade at Maybe Farm.
Yeah.
You know, plenty of opportunities.
Bless the reenactors, because I imagine.
Yeah.
They're in full.
Pretty sure they're not wearing technical shirts.
And the wigs.
Oh, the wigs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's not assume here. Let's not assume they're not fully committed to their craft.
Oh,
and
that's
not their real hair.
That's true.
They could all
be
method.
You're right.
Could be.
It could be method actors. Listen, it's big now. It's back in. And then do you guys want to talk about any of the things that leading up to the county's like huge gigantic concert, that
second largest event?
Ooh.
Well, what's the first largest event? The parade?
Yes.
No, I think this I'm pretty certain Summer Night gets
for us the first. For us, this is the second largest event. Summer Night's the second largest.
For me now, this is a large one.
So you're gonna skip? You're gonna skip the parade now?
No, I'm.
Oh, this is a great day now.
I'll be back for
this. We got a lot of breaking stuff here. This is like I'm looking at the prenup.
I meant work wise.
Oh, okay.
Friday the 10th is a big day in downtown.
It is.
Jason will be bossing me around all day.
It is.
Well, there's a lot of things happening throughout the county throughout the summer. Jason and his team put together a get offline, get outside promo that you can find on SchenectadyCountyNY.gov. And it just has a ton of stuff that is going on in the county. There's all kinds of free concerts that you can visit. There's a lot of stuff happening at the libraries. All of our libraries have different things going on, but at the main branch, there are things like a Hamilton watch party, Electric City Comic Con. There's also a fishing day at Collins Park in Scotia. We've got another rock and skate that was that.
So if you remember, we did this for spring break. The legislature asked the staff to kind of put together, and a lot of this came from leadership recognizing things are essentially unaffordable right now, right? It is expensive to put the family into a car and go somewhere. Even sometimes those free events don't necessarily equate to free, right? There's always something and something. So looking at that, we created that spring break. We had 5 days of free family activities, you know, and because that was so successful, legislature came back to us and said, what can we do this summer? And this is a little bit unique for us where I get to do the party stuff, right? I have the fun event. But we put together a coalition of staff members from every department, from planning and economic development to probation to public health to the libraries to our purchasing department, departments that are not necessarily always public facing. And we created this summer break filling July and August 2 to 3 free activities that families can attend. And this was created by the staff of the county. And when you look through this list, we have our obvious events on there, 4th and the 3rd, Summer Night. But then the community partnerships we were able to put together. Next, or a couple Wednesdays from now, on the 22nd, Tri-City BMX is hosting a Learn to Ride open house for all ages, from toddlers to grandparents. Bring your own bike. They have bikes there. They're also a recipient of our Arts and Culture grant. They host the national championships out there. And if you've never been out there, highly recommend checking out this amazing, cool facility that we have right here in Schenectady County. Partnering with the DEC, like Kathy said, for a free fishing day in Collins Lake. Another rock and skate at the county ice rink. And then you pop us into August, you know, the Sheriff's Department is hosting their first National Night Out. The Schenectady County Sheriff's Office patrols Duanesburg, Delanson, Princetown. Those are their communities. And putting this on with live music, fireworks out in Duanesburg. And then we'll cap it off with 4 movie nights, 1 per week in August. And the unique thing about this is they're going to be hosted by different departments in the county. So it's a chance for the public to see some different departments in the county. Again, free for the family to come out, watch some movies, and then we're going to end the summer with an amazing event at our DEPW. We are going to do a touch a truck event, and we are going to bring in all the fun big toys that our highway department plays with. The sheriff's office has.
Do I get to drive one?
You know what? I think if we put a GoPro on you and we put a phone book under you and we put a block under your foot.
Seems like a lot of things you got to bring, but I'm like, listen, I might do it.
On this episode of Little People, Shannon drives a truck.
And the whole point of this was...
Listen, it's still touching it, correct, right?
It is.
Yes. Touching it.
You don't have to go far, right? To your point on the things that are happening in downtown, countywide, we have so many incredible assets and things that are happening that we want the residents of Schenectady County and the Capital Region to see. Stay here. We can fill your summer with you and your family enjoying a great summer that's affordable. And this goes back to leadership of the legislature. You know, recognizing how tough things are on people right now and tasking the county staff with, we need to serve our community. And how can we do this? So
Yeah, the one thing that I love about this is, and I don't know if this was, it was like this for you, Jason, but when my kids were little, it is the day before the last day of summer of, sorry, the last day of school. And I'm like, oh, shoot, what are we going to do this summer? Like, I have 1 week of a camp and maybe 3 days of some other camp later in August. But what are we going to do in between? And I was always feverishly like looking at everybody's calendars that they have online and what can I go to? And it's just all in one spot. All the different things,
you know,
that
what
are
I look
available
at?
In the county.
My grocery bill to feed kids who are home all day. We don't appreciate our schools enough for keeping these kids fed and entertained all day.
They gotta eat.
Shout out to the schools. Yeah. Shout out to the schools for the entertainment.
The trips you go through in the summer.
I will say I like that you guys have not only the county events on here, but you have a ton of other things that are just typically in our communities that maybe people forget about. Like I won't say the splash pads, because right now that's on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
But like, you know, walking a section of the bike trail, yes. The free yoga at Mohawk Harbor, like, you know, all these great things that I feel like sometimes we forget or maybe we take for granted, and they're like right in our backyard. Yeah. So I think that's fantastic. Shout out for putting, you know, some of the downtown things on here too. You know, Jazz on Jay, that's a huge one for us downtown in the summer. And so, you know, we appreciate that. But yeah, just I think we... You guys did a great job at showcasing that we really are a community full of music and activities, and many of them are free. And I don't know if people realize that.
Yeah.
So there are lots of opportunities. Like, you can go to Jazz on Jay and you don't have to spend a dime. You could literally go to Summer Night and not spend a dime, though. Right. It's going to be very hard with all the amazing vendors.
Yeah.
But like, they have, you know, the whole kids zone there is free. So there's kids activities down there. You know, they like all these things that you really don't have to if you don't want to spend any money. You can go and do, and you can take your kids. And it's really great that we're such a family oriented place too.
I mean, the free concerts alone.
Yeah. Yeah. The free concerts
every night.
Yes.
Throughout the summer.
There are so many.
Yeah.
You literally, you could miss the band being in one spot and probably find them down the line in a different spot. Yeah. So just be on the lookout. So
I think that was a conversation we had early on, just like almost like,
I think it was last year we talked about this.
Well,
with Kathy.
We talked with Freedom Park and stuff like that. I mean, the Electric City, but I think we talked about, you know, Freedom Park and things like that, and really like Music City, because Freedom Park and Music Haven and Jazz on Jay was in place, but then you added Summerfest, and then we always had the traditional Summer Night. It's like, and part of this comes from just last weekend. I was at Jazz Fest and in Saratoga. Shannon's old stomping grounds that she's now disavowed.
It's part of the rules.
It was in that prenup. So I go into Jazz Fest. I know Patti LaBelle. That's it. Right. So the rest of them, I have no clue. And just like Music Haven, oftentimes with Summerfest and things like that, I have no. I see the names. I'm like, I know what time they're playing. I'm going to go. But every single time I leave, I'm like, oh my God, these guys are great. Yep. There's a large man, large black man. His name's King. His go-to is Kingfish.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And a huge blues jazz guitarist. And he's a mountain of an individual. He jammed. And again, this is like 3 days before I saw Santana. And I'm like, I was playing Kingfish when I was doing my photos for Santana. Yeah. I'm like, Carlos, love you. This guy's crushing it. And then there's a seven piece group out of Seattle called The Dip. They were phenomenal, phenomenal. And again, same thing with Music Haven. I have, you know, and that's Mona Golub's jam, and it's international music and things like that. And I have no clue. I'm going to take photos. I'm there for 15 minutes. I'm out. And I leave them. Oh my God, these guys are incredible. Like, where'd she find these guys?
Right.
But it's just part of, you know, let's start making it Music City too.
It is. And you put ourselves, and I hate using the word portfolio, right? Mm-hmm. But we do have such an incredible portfolio of live entertainment, right? So between our concert series, and then you look, we have Proctor's, and then you have Slock, and then you have Mopco, and, you know.
I mean, even in the summer, we have who else can say they have a whole place where you can see people on skis doing amazing things?
Yes, the water ski show.
Like, oh my gosh, yes.
It is. I think we almost have too much going on that it's hard to even push out the messaging of what we have, which this calendar, to your point, is part of the reason, you know, we tried to make sure we're including countywide, but the water ski show is on here. Yeah. You know, even the SUNY Schenectady bike path gym, like go work out there. Does anybody know that you have that at the trailhead?
I was there when it opened.
So trying to just spot. Explore Schenectady County is also kind of where we ended up with this. And that free thing is huge because you could fill your days for the entire summer with the family without spending a dime, because most of these things you can get to via the bike path because we are so unique in our bike path where we run from Pattersonville all the way to Niskayuna into the town of Colony, and we touch just about every municipality with our bike path through the county. So,
and I know we are talking free, but I do want to give you guys a shout out for also including the notion to support our local businesses, because I know recently, you know, there was an article that came out that talked about how like these, that our local businesses really turn around and then support our community, and they support these community activities and they show up for these things, and, you know, or they help come up with a new community activity, you know? So I think that's huge as well. It's like, if you can, and when you can, you know, buy the ice cream from the local ice cream place, you know, if you're going to see the water show, maybe you get dinner at Jumping Jack's, you know, 'cause they're right there. You know, if you're up in Duanesburg, maybe you stop at the diner and you have food up there, or you support one of the local vendors at the Sheriff's Night Out. So I think, you know, these are all great things. I think it's a reminder that we have so much in our community, not only free, but also just like, you know, supporting local businesses too, so that we can keep these things going in our community. So it's great. That's not to say, though, if you live outside of Schenectady County, you can't come here. We love outsiders.
We do.
Schenectady County. We
do. Our doors are wide open.
Wide open. So if you don't want to go to the track in Saratoga during the summer, or you think that maybe it's too packed down on Broadway, you can come here in Schenectady County. We have lots of things for you to do.
Yes.
I will take all your people.
Our new Statue of Liberty, Shannon.
Yes.
Well, did you just see what was
I guess you're bored. You're tired. We'll take your poor, but if you'd like to spend cash in downtown Schenectady, please feel free to visit any of our restaurants.
The Center of Economic Growth, I think, just put out an updated data that showed like the, and I maybe correct me if I'm wrong here, but I was pretty certain it said like Schenectady County is like third, it's the third large or growingest city or something like that in this area.
I mean, you just feel it when you're out and about, right?
Yeah.
You see the, if a restaurant moves on, whether through retirement or other reasons, that's not vacant for very long. There's somebody else that is filling that real estate and coming in. It's a new, different concept. I mean, you look at just this past week, right? We saw the Ruck Squared open in downtown and Solstice Kitchen. So you really have two different, unique concepts that couldn't have opened at a better time, because coming up next Friday, we happen to have, you know, our biggest event of the year and Capital Region's biggest block party. Not Stan's biggest event, but
that's a parade. But I know, I think your biggest events are probably Summer Night and then the parade that get the most people that come out.
Yeah.
And these events, I mean, it's a nice segue I created for myself here. So, yes.
Thank you for moving us along.
It's like you've done this before.
You know, we are hitting a milestone, Kathy, for Summer Night.
Yes, yes. 20 years.
Wow, you're almost legal. Someone had to make the joke.
And you think back to the story of why the legislature created Summer Night, right? Look at what downtown was 20 years ago. We were up and coming, right? We were reinvesting. The legislature was reinvesting into our community. And Summer Night was built as a marketing mechanism. And that's what a lot of these large-scale events are at the end of the day. And obviously, we want the businesses to do very well. We want everybody to do very well. But the big goal here is to get as many eyeballs on what we have going on. So the next time they are thinking, what should we do? I remember seeing that downtown in Schenectady at Summer Night. I remember seeing that at the parade. We should check this out next time we come back. May not be the most ideal day to do retail shopping, but it's in the back of your mind the next time you're looking for something. So, you know, over the course of 20 years, Summer Night has evolved as our downtown has evolved. And I think they go hand in hand, and it really is a pretty picture when you look at the first Summer Night. Center City at that time had an ice rink in it. So that's how far back you have to go, is the ice rink was located, you know, where Johnny's is right now at Center City. There was a small stage, and you could find a clown on stilts. and some balloons. And
he's not back, is he?
He is not back. I don't think he's around anymore. And the first several iterations of Summer Night were, you know, the Schenectady Symphony Orchestra and Ernie Williams Band.
Yep.
So anybody from the Capital Region, we know that name, Ernie Williams.
Yeah.
And we watched it grow as downtown grew, right? As businesses came in, as the Hampton Inn was built, as TransFinder took over,
yeah,
and Proctor's went through their redevelopment, Summer Night grew in unison with our downtown. And then we saw that peak in 2015 where county brought in their first national headliner of Bernie Williams. So we kind of opened the door with this, are you a Yankee fan? Sure am. Did you know he's a Grammy Award winning guitarist? Sure didn't, but I'm going to come out because I'm a Yankee fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the event overnight in 1 year doubled in size. And since that 2015, we've seen the likes of Blues Traveler, Gin Blossom, Spin Doctors, Better Than Ezra, Arrested Development,
yeah,
Smash Mouth, you know.
We know what it looks like to see 20, 25,000 people gather in one area. It is something. It is definitely...
And those are 25,000 eyes that are seeing our flowers that GSIC.
Oh, thank
you. You know, Proctor's, when the marquee was redone and the new businesses that are coming in and seeing how walkable our downtown is, how accessible it is.
And discovering J Street for many.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that is our little secret, right?
Yeah.
Not secret, but you know, how do you not love a little cobblestone brick?
Yeah.
All these cool little retail shops.
And the uniqueness of it all. Like we are very, other than a few national brands, mainly food places, we are a very locally driven, local business driven community.
Yeah.
And I think it's important when we have large events like this downtown, because like you said, even if they're not able to stop in that day, that moment, they're going to remember, oh, I should come back to Bear and Bird because I was able to pop in for a split second. I couldn't make it to through everything because they usually get jam-packed in there, but I saw these cool stickers and all these other great things. Or like you hear that Sweetsbury has like soaps and stuff and you're like, oh, I love a good natural soap. Like I'll have to pop in there next time I'm down.
I can empty my wallet at the final store.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Like, Solstice Kitchen. They were swamped that day, but I'm coming back. Really want to try the gelato. So like there's like all these different things. And I think especially for like our newer businesses, and we've been trying to emphasize this to them, we're like, prepare yourselves. It's going to be a lot of people, but it's going to be good. I was like, you're going to have a lot of eyes on you that day. So it's going to be, it's a massive undertaking, but it is really significant for our businesses, you know, just in the long run. In the scheme of things.
Yeah, so. And that's what these events are good for our county, right?
Yeah. Is,
you know, they don't necessarily, it's not always direct sales, but these are marketing tools, and it's such a diverse portfolio of marketing tools we have. You know, Stan brought up World Music at Music Haven.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the bridge, you know, we have Freedom Park and Jumpin' Jacks right there. So you kind of get the best of both worlds when you get into Scotia, because those drive-ins are disappearing. I'm a Colony mm-hmm. guy. So Elkins was I think I cried when they put a Verizon up where Elkins was. Like, I want my fish fry from Elkins. We'd play Little League in Cook Park.
Yep.
So it's that same nostalgia with Jumpin' Jacks and
who celebrates 50 years this year, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Freedom
yeah.
Park. 50
yep.
years.
Yep.
The other side of this is families that are noticing everything happening throughout the county and how wonderful it is and just all this positivity. And they might be thinking, you know, we're going to sell our house. Where should we move? And just noticing that it'd be such a great place to bring up the kids, a great place to retire, just to have, you know, mm-hmm. all this activity going on and positivity.
And also with Schenectady County, it's what do you want? Do you want land? We've got land.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you want, I don't want to shovel anything? We've got that.
Yes.
Wow, you're good at this. You know, we have an ag district.
Well, yeah. Listen,
wow. We have it all.
And there's so many fabulous apartments throughout the city and throughout all the different towns.
You know what, Stan? I'm going to challenge you and the bride.
Oh, God.
Can you complete the get offline, get outside by the end of summer?
So I've been reading a lot about lately about how detrimental online and social media and all that is, not just for adults, but kids. And I just love this promo that Jason and his team have worked on.
So I will go bird watching with you because for Father's Day, I got binoculars and a bird book. So
you are old now.
So here's my reply. I'm going to talk to Newsy.
Oh, nice.
And I want to see, and I think Newsy be game, that I will make an attempt to.
I don't know if Newsy on roller skates is going to happen, though. But
oh, no. We'll put Newsy on roller skates. I can tell you right now, we're putting Newsy on roller skates.
Newsy and the Plotter Kill is going to be interesting, too. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
But Newsy with binoculars. I mean, Newsy threw out a first pitch on Tuesday.
I saw that at the Mohawks.
Yes.
Newsy in a canoe or a kayak. Going to be a little hard. Paddleboard might work.
Paddleboard might work because Newsy can swim.
But let's make sure that Newsy wears a life jacket.
And it's pretty foamy.
Nope. I love this. I'd love to see.
I think we can talk to the group and do some.
And I think I can promise you, and I'm going to make promises I can not keep, but I will keep, is okay. When you decide to do these, you send me the date and time, and I can get you a tour guide from the legislature who would love to accompany you on one of these.
Okay.
Especially, Kathy, what would you like to do? Pickleball? I think you should. Newsy likes pickleball.
Newsy's a pickleball fan. Newsy is not
Newsy
pickled yet.
Newsy not be pickleballing.
Newsy is not pickleballing.
Is that what you call it? I don't know.
We get that. You know what? As a baller, you're on out. That's the pickleballing.
Verb. It's pickleballing. Pickleball. Created that verb.
Okay.
Newsy cooling off in a local splash pad will be a good one.
That would be good.
Yes. I think it needs a little.
But it just does. It does come back to the bigger story of, again, our community has a lot to offer.
I'm going
to
do this one.
Thanks, Shen.
Sorry. I got it.
Welcome to the stand.
I've lived here for 5 years, and I don't have a library card.
What time do you have to go back to the office?
We can check that one off.
Anytime I please today.
All right. You and I, after this podcast, are going to the main branch, the Karen B. Johnson branch of the library, and we're going to take a photo of you.
Oh.
And we are going to post this with you holding your passport, getting your library card.
My library card? Don't I need something that shows my address on it, though?
I don't need a driver's license.
Oh, that's it? Oh, we're good. Yep. We're solid.
Don't I need one of those things that shows my address? What are they called? Is that a credit card?
Is that a utility bill?
No.
Okay.
So it's, you know, you went to the Mohawks, right? We're 20 minutes from here. You have amazing top talent, collegiate baseball happening in our neighbor in Amsterdam. Shannon, you've talked about, you know, Saratoga, but we have that Route 50 corridor that's, you know, you can go up and still do your Saratoga stuff. But shoot zip right back down. And you're here. And that just goes to, again, our downtown has evolved. Our events have evolved. We are the it thing. And I don't think we should be ashamed to say it now in the capital region.
I'm going to
need
you to cut that part. We are the it thing. So I can just blast that everywhere on DSIC. Oh, we're the it thing. I want him like
Well, the whole county is.
And then can I also have that clip from my phone for when he calls? We're the it thing. We're the it thing. We're the it thing. And I'll just know it's Jason. Anyway,
the demands never end.
I feel bad for you. And there's a number I can give you to call if you need help.
51. Twice, 51 of these. 51 of these.
So, this get offline, get outside
is in conjunction with our summer break calendar. They are all available on the county website. These are also available at all the county library branches. You can just pick up your guides.
I don't know. I feel like
we'll have a ton of them at summer night as well. So in the kids zone, we'll have several tables that will have them there. And there are several things on this get offline, get outside. You could probably knock off your list at summer night.
For next year's planning?
Oh, we're already. Can we get through this year first?
Oh,
we're in the gauntlet right now. You realize that we just held a kick it event.
I know, but this is an easy one for next year. So I'm saying when you do create this again, because you probably will, make it a competition. So you have to turn in photos.
This sounds like a partnership with DSIC and Discover Schenectady to manage this.
The Daily Gazette.
And the Daily Gazette.
Absolutely. And I'd like to defer my time to our female guest.
Yes. We should all ask Kathy a question about her summer night moments. How many summer nights do you have under you right now?
Officially.
In your capacity.
Officially 13.
Wow.
But
that's
unofficially probably 20, almost 20, probably
13 probably official summer nights.
What's been your favorite so far?
You're in the hot seat.
Okay. I was going to say, of the favorite you can remember.
Are you saying that because you know my memory?
It definitely was last year's because she was on our podcast live. Our Facebook Live, where we had no sound with her, but it was great because all the reaction was there.
I forgot about
we like
that.
To, we like to learn. We like to learn as we go along.
That's the way we do things.
Yeah,
that was great.
The next podcast is this thing on.
Had a fabulous conversation.
That's the next podcast. We learned a lot from Kathy being
I learn so a lot kind. From Kathy. Every time we hang out, I learn a lot. All right, favorite
it
summer night moment, Shannon. That was
Italian,
a
so that's a hard really hitting. It was, a lot of it was the sound.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah, it was ASL.
Yes.
All right, come on. We gave you time to think now. We have your favorite.
I have a lot. I know it was a long time ago, but I thoroughly enjoyed when Bernie Williams was here because my son was so crazy about it. And we got him to autograph a baseball. Ooh. And I don't think we were supposed to, but we were first in line before his manager got
all
there
the
to
handlers,
say,
yeah.
He can't sign that.
But he was the nicest human in the world.
He's the nicest guy. What a great guy. And then I loved Arrested Development. I mean, they just the amount that they were out in the community, they are just such lovely, lovely people. And they had the artist, Ray.
Yep.
Come up. She did a painting. She came right on stage. They put her painting on the stage. And
that was really our first dip into hip hop.
Yes.
And Arrested Development being a dip, a full band with hip hop is just a different experience
than
a DJ back there. But that was a high energy show.
Yes. I loved it.
And we had them 2 years in a row. One year they couldn't make it because, the hurricanes and storms we've been, getting, the flight got canceled and back to see everything comes full circle though, but the amazing music community, we were able to in 4 hours find an incredible headliner, local band to come in and fill for them. So, all right, favorite local act who has performed at Summer Night?
Jiminy Crickets.
We may need to discuss that right now.
We got the best of. That's going to lead to my final question.
I think, and I think Shen might agree with me, Madison. Oh, no.
Go ahead. It's your turn.
Worthley.
Sydney
Worthley.
Sydney
Worthley.
Yeah,
my gosh.
Thank
Sydney's
you.
Great.
Sydney Worthley doing her Taylor Swift.
I caught hell the third on the fourth for an entire year. So when she was able to stumble on Sydney, I'm like, just go, girl.
Sydney
just go. Let me have my moment.
When she was doing Taylor Swift, she was very specific. Okay, guys?
Taylor Swift. We get that name. We get that name right.
Listen, she's
going to ticket?
I wasn't invited.
I thought you were
going to
be Ed Sheeran's plus one.
I was hoping. Ed Sheeran was up in Saratoga the other night. We got from a bartender at the opening for The Ruck yesterday. And I was like, we could have had him for Summer Night. You could have just popped in.
Just pop in.
Email Jason the writer.
Apparently, he's really nice because this guy that asked him whether he was going to Taylor Swift's wedding just didn't even know the person. He just touches him and goes, you going to Taylor Swift's wedding? And Ed just goes, yeah, I'm invited. And I was like, wow, cool. He's just really chill. So shout out to Ed Sheeran for that tidbit of information. We appreciate that. We would love to have you for Summer Night next year.
We'd love to have you on the podcast.
Have you had a chance to look at old photos of Summer Night? I know we are doing, there's an insert coming out in the Gazette, but the one thing that sticks out, and I love this because Kathy's favorite moment being Bernie Williams and the first time we've had a national act, is when you look at, it almost gets cringeworthy, like when you look at pictures of yourself from like a decade ago. When we look back at Summer Night from a decade ago, you kind of look like what we were thinking. The stage we had Bernie Williams on, I look at now and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I can't believe we invited Bernie Williams to perform on this stage. And he did.
Come on, Spanky, we're going to put on a show.
We got some moves. We got some boards. We're going to get you up real high. You're going to lack that a lot. That's okay. Why is that guy in a lift? Oh, he's just there to hold things together.
Now, we've learned and we've grown.
We've
on
grown.
The job.
Absolutely.
And I just want to do a quick shout out to the county for specifically the stage because you guys have a back-to-back that week.
Yeah.
Where you are doing Summerfest setup the Thursday before
yep.
and then Summer Night. The next morning.
Our facilities crew. I don't think 10 years ago when they, we made this leap, they thought that half their job was going to be, production. Mm. And they are out of this world. These guys in any weather conditions are set. And watching so shout out to the other stage Stan. Into these tight areas yeah. and
the other Stan and his team.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. His audio always works.
I have a tough time. He could be my Stan, but he could be my Stan too. So.
Listen, you already have my Maureen, so stop taking all the people in my life.
All right.
Wow. That was a lot.
There's
a lot. There's going to be a lot going on.
You know,
I got to get my library
jump in one more time because I feel okay. like we should probably talk about who's performing at some of that real quick.
Oh, yeah.
We should probably get into this.
Yeah.
Ashley, you want to jump in? You want me to take it? What do you want to do here?
Only because I wrote down these names so I wouldn't forget them. I remember the big X. But so we have three different stages.
Yep.
We have one on the end by Clinton, which is our main stage. We have one on the other end of State Street by the movie theater, which is our
Broadway. Yep.
That's our B stage, our county stage. And then we have another one in the Kid Zone,
which is new this year.
Yes.
So,
yay.
A lot of great stuff. All right. Our local acts are Sugarhold and Kai McClinton.
So two incredible bands. The other beauty of Summer Night is the opportunity to put our local bands in front of an audience of this size. So it really is just a great opportunity for us to engage with local musicians, but to give them a platform, you know, with an audience of this size. This year in the Kids Zone, we actually have Albany Rock Pit performing. So think of like School of Rock.
They used to be School of Rock.
Yeah. Yep. So a little bit different. And
kids rocking out.
These kids, you just want to give their parents a bravo because you watch these 12, 13, 14-year-olds do Nirvana or Soundgarden. And I think I was eating paste with my kids at that age, like digging holes in the backyard. And
that's a whole other podcast.
It is just a paste. But it's to see that talent at such a young age and for them to put together something like this is just... It's mind-blowing just to think about the talent we have at such a young age in our community. I think that's the other.
Just want to note that you eating the paste with your kids explains a lot.
Yes, but I mean, I'm not going to let them do it alone.
Let me make sure it's safe.
Yes.
I think they were trying to.
It's Elmer's. It was fine.
I cannot.
I think they wanted his mouth to be glued shut up.
That's our wish. Yeah.
And on the main stage...
We have a Tom Petty tribute band called
Refugee,
and we have a Warped Tour.
The Warped Tour band. So Summer Night, 20 years ago, early 2000s, we're bringing the sounds of the early 2000s back. That emo rock.
Yes. Which is so trendy right now.
We try to be trendy. You know?
So trendy. Back.
And one final announcement. Performing three sets, including doing a set for the fireworks, we are bringing Mr. Keep the Ladies Dancing back, DJ Ketchup. So
it's nice when DJ Ketchup gets top billing over.
But you know what?
Tour Tom Petty tribute.
It is just, I think the
thing. You can actually catch him Friday night for Frog Alley's pre 4th of July bash.
Yes.
In case you want to see him. Ahead of next week.
Or line dancing once a week at Frog Alley's. And I think it's just the way he has put himself into, he's not just a DJ. Yeah. He is a entertainer and he is a community person. And, you know, you see him at all the big events, right? You see him at things he does. But if you follow him on social, you see him doing the proms.
Yeah.
And you see him doing the small elementary school field days. And
you
just don't find that with somebody who is that talented and has that much popularity to still be doing these little type events that, you know, not that he would ever think he's above these, but, you know, 20,000 people at Summer Night doing the fireworks and doing a high school prom and still being able to, every shot you have of this man performing is everybody dancing.
Yeah.
I don't even dance. And all of a sudden he gets up there and my foot just starts doing that dad tap. Yep, it's
the little head nod to
when you become a dad, you get the cough in the morning and then
the
clearing of the throat and the dad tap.
And also
and binoculars.
And binoculars for 30 with Stan.
We've had
join us next June as we bring in Jason LaQuay to talk about Father's Day. A look back.
Well, I will, and I agree with you. He's really great in the community, and he doesn't feel like anything's above him because we've had him at ribbon cutting.
Yeah, which is
fantastic, and it just adds a little bit more to those things as well.
So a full diverse lineup.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
All right. So
when does this episode come out?
It'd
be a shame if it comes out after summer night.
No. Stan's on a very hard deadline for this one.
Yes. There was marching orders and then the announcement. So it's things are following through. But talking about people that are making the area great, our two guests, Kathy Gatta and Jason McCoy.
You had it.
I know. If I don't screw it up, it's not a podcast. Jason LaQuie.
This is where you could have dropped the F-bomb. He would have.
And then this is also people making things great throughout the Schenectady County and downtown, the co-host. You did it with the school when we were doing audio check. Shenandoah Barrere.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? What you going to do? Get rid of me?
Briere. Thank you.
Shenandoah Briere.
Cassie coming through.
Because I saw her cousin for about 3 hours during the NHL draft.
You did?
I did. Oh,
wow.
They're in the Flyers war room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to text you. But it was late.
Well, now I'm going to text Shannon because now that I know she has an NHL connection.
I don't really. We've never met him.
She's never
He's
met
related
him.
To us, but I've never she met
You know what? If we do a 21 and me, is he showing up on there?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
We've confirmed
we
it
could
with
just
my
send
grandpa.
That in a text. Be like, look, this is you on my family tree.
So if you're wondering, it's Danny Briere.
Yeah, Danny Briere is the long lost. Yeah. And my 21 and me.
I've confirmed this with my dad. My 21
and me goes back to like rhinoceros. So that's kind of like. So it's like, she's got hockey lineage and I've got like.
I mean, with a name like our last name like ours, like, yeah. I mean, it's not very, you know, we're probably all related somewhere down the line. Yes. But yeah, so.
That's her claim to fame. My claim to fame is being Stan Hootie. Literally, there is no other. I have no dots, no dashes on anything I've ever done.
There's no other like, Shenandoah Briere.
No one else wants to be me. Go ahead, take it because nobody else wants to be me.
Hold on, I'm slightly offended because I need no man who plays hockey to make me be the standout. Like, that's not why my name is so great around here. My name is so great because it's Shenandoah Briere and I'm great. Oh, yes, thank you. If I could drop this mic right now, I would.
She's great, but we're going to go ahead and tag her cousin in this episode. Okay, just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, we need to. Yes. Yeah, we need to listen. Yeah.
Can he come watch a Union hockey game, please?
No, we want to go see him. Oh. He doesn't. We don't want him to come to us.
We do want him to come to the podcast. We want him on the podcast.
Well, we can do this in Philadelphia.
We want to do the family feud.
He doesn't play anymore.
I know.
Oh, okay.
But we're still.
No, it's still.
Yeah.
It's there.
I know.
It'd be a draw.
I know.
A draw. So for
but
the
we're
first
not
going
to bring up the other thing. We'll bring that up.
So the first time ever, you wouldn't have top billing.
Well, she already doesn't. It's the Stan and Shen show.
Forget it.
And, and just for the record, we didn't come up with that. That was given to us.
Yeah, it was.
That's your given name?
It was given to us by Mike Kelly.
Yep. That was given to us by advertising, and then we ran with it.
Yeah.
And we did this. And then we have an opportunity at a lot of times to bring in great people like you to talk about great things. And that's what's been great about this journey. And we're 51 and I still look good for doing this 51 times with this one.
No, we appreciate you guys doing this and having us on and just having fun telling stories about our community. And
we didn't need to use the beep ones for Jason.
Yet.
That's very aggressive.
I haven't hit stop yet.
There's a strong yet. As Stan's been trying to wrap this up for about 7 minutes now.
You're like, where can I interrupt?
I'm like, how can I just drop it and we can get us out of here?
But it's been great having you on. It's been great working with you both through. And again, as Shen changed careers and went to Downtown Schenectady Improvement Corp as the program coordinator, my eyes opened. Because we were paired so much in Saratoga County and business and stuff like that. But her new position has really opened up my eyes. And then moving on as the business editor.
Can't cover anything in Saratoga.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
It's.
Where is that?
I don't know. How do you get there?
It's you need a passport. There's a toll.
If you're out of town,
there's a minimum wage earning this to get in. Sorry, Todd.
I still love you, Todd. And Saratoga's still great.
Exactly. Exactly, Bye. Todd. She loves you. Especially when that column comes out.
We're spreading the wealth over here.
Yes.
We are. So it's been great. This is a jam-packed July and August in Schenectady County and downtown Schenectady and Schenectady proper, the Stockade. This is a big calendar. I think Newsy's going to enjoy it. I think we're going to have some fun promoting this and sharing this with our audience team.
Yep.
And it's all on updating the passport. So we may have to do a hashtag Newsy Passport.
Oh, I like it.
You know, for some things. So we will carry on and carry forth.
I'm just making a list of the ones I really want to get to.
Well, we're going
to
do one right after this. So we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up.
Wrap this up so she can get her card punched.
Yeah.
That's it. So we're going to have our guests take us out of this segment. So we will defer to the lady.
Any parting words, Kathy?
As the heading says, get offline, get outside, go do stuff outside this summer and have some fun. It's just there's a lot out there for us to do, and go do it. And if you need help finding something to do, visit our website, schenectadycountyny.gov.
Jason?
I can't follow that. That was way too good. I think you're just going to have to cut this piece off. Nope. Just to Kathy's point, you know, get out and explore Schenectady County. Enjoy the wonderful assets we have. Visit our local businesses. See something you've never seen before. Mm-hmm. Get to a show. You know, challenge yourself this summer. If you haven't visited a local theater, go to a community theater. If you haven't been to one of the concert series, get out and check those out. But set yourself a challenge at home to do something you haven't done yet.
Explore new places.
Love yep. that.
That's it. If you have not been to Schenectady, new or old, get down here. It is a treasure. It really is a treasure. And it's what I've learned over the last 5 years, because I was on an island at the other, you know, Delanson. I'm like, what's that? And now in the past 5 years, it has been a joy. And again, with the co-host, changing careers and working for one of the greatest women that I know. Number two.
Don't forget the bride.
That's what I said. Number two. But they're now BFFs now.
Good.
This is solidified. This has definitely happened. But just the things that Maureen has always spearheaded in her time there, and then bringing on, you know, her Robin to her Batman, has been pretty awesome.
I've never loved being Robin more.
See, I would have done more of like a Lucy Liu to Drew Barrymore, or, you know, little Charlie's Angels in there.
It's okay.
There's more than two. All right. Yeah. No, you had a duo.
Yeah, yeah.
We're never wrapping this thing up. We're going to keep this thing going.
No, this is it.
Nope.
All right.
Really?
So,
leave us out?
So you're going to get your library card.
I do, yes.
All right.
Okay. And, it's only, what time do you got to be? 11:30.
Goodbye.
Oh, we still on air? Oh.
Thank you so much.
We're wrapping up. Thank you both for coming on. Again, see Schenectady. That's what it should be. It shouldn't be new. It shouldn't be old. See Schenectady.
Because we are the...
Kathy's like, what? She wants another one?
We gotta stop.
Okay, we gotta stop.
Kathy said we're done.
We're done. Kathy's out.
It's not that. We'll talk about it after.
Oh, where's your drop button? Can I hit that real quick? Is there like an air horn that goes off?
Anyway, there's throughout the entire county. There's so much outdoor activities you can do. Yes, come downtown, but there's a lot going on in Scotia, in Niskayuna, in
Schenectady County. And I do mean that when I say Schenectady County, because we were out there, Windy Hill Farms yesterday, and just there's so much.
Yep.
There's so much to be seen.
Empire State Aerosciences Museum.
Oh my gosh, yes.
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 One of the coolest things we have.
Yes. We love that.
Well, that's because we have an amazing 5K in September.
Correct.
At ESAM.
We do.
Get a chance to go run on a runway.
It's a
cleverly named Run the Runway.
And it is a 5K, Shannon.
And wow. I did see, I've been following, there's a guy on social media I've been following who seems to be really enjoying running now.
Yes.
So I have a feeling you're doing this event.
I will be present.
And covering it and running it. And
I will be present running it. I cannot speak for anyone else in this room.
I've already been forced into this by Jason, so.
Wait, yeah. I will be present.
Okay.
Are you running it?
No.
She'll be in here.
It's a very casual, no.
Okay, but I'm ready. I did get my early Firecracker 4.
At the end.
I got my 4 miles in this morning. Good. So
enjoy that hill at the finish line for the Firecracker 4.
That's why I did the virtual today. I did the flat and got it in to support Coach Erica. So that's it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. For Stan, for Erica, for Kathy Gatta.
Who's Erica?
Erica Miller, Coach Erica. Our coach, our running coach.
I thought you just called Shannon a
name. No. So that's Coach Eric has been our spiritual guide through our running.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Nope. I think I think we can go.
That's it. Yep. Turn in for part two next week. All right, buddy. Have a great time. Enjoy Schenectady County. It is a gem.